Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to
they're jumping.
Currently, I mean, some would say that's assault on Sarah.
I agree.
We're going to do assault every week until she jumps.
I honestly am very impressed you guys have the energy to jump because for me, this week, woo, first full week back and I am feeling it.
Next week, we do it like it's a wedding. You know how sometimes like they people sit on the chair and you pick up the chair and you just kind of make them bounce?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that to her.
Forced bouncing.
That's adorable that you think that we could pick her up on the rolly chair.
Wow.
What's the worst that could happen? We drop her?
Yeah.
Well, that would be bad.
She's got to jump up, then get it back on the ground again. Either way, you're jumping.
Yeah, but good luck trying to lift me. You're right, Danny. Let's get to our contestant, Tiana from Bothell. Tiana, are you there?
Hey, yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Tiana has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which continent is known as the Land Down Under?
Australia.
Correct. What is the name of the prestigious tennis tournament held annually in London?
Wimbledon.
Yes. Atticus Finch is a character from what famous novel?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Correct. What was the war between the North and the South in the United States called?
Civil War.
Yes. Other than butter, what is the main ingredient in buttercream frosting?
Powdered sugar.
Yes. In Guardians of the Galaxy, what is the name of the raccoon character?
Bath.
Who is the Roman goddess of love and beauty?
Aphrodite?
No.
Pass.
What type of bear was the cocaine bear?
Grizzly.
No.
Brown.
No.
Black.
Yes. What ancient empire was ruled by Julius Caesar and later by Augustus?
The Greek?
No.
Oh, Roman?
Yes. How old was Jimmy Carter when he passed away?
100?
Yes. In the Guardians of the Galaxy, what is the name of the raccoon character?
I don't know.
Tiana, you got 8 correct.
I feel like there was almost a cheat sheet for that somewhere. That was amazing, Tiana.
You killed it, and
Thank you
played the game very well. You passed when you didn't know. You got through all the questions. I think Steve is gonna lose.
I think so, too.
Which would just...
I mean, especially on a Friday, that sucks.
I know. It would kick off this Friday and be so amazing. Steve, do you feel a little pressure?
I mean, just listening to you two idiots. A little bit now.
You should. Are you ready?
Yes. Absolutely. Let's go.
Which continent is known as the Land Down Under?
That would be Antarctica?
No.
Europe?
No.
Australia.
There we go. What is the name of the prestigious tennis tournament held annually in London?
In London. Wimbledon.
Correct. Atticus Finch is a character from what famous novel?
Oh, man. I know the band Finch.
Cool.
Wow.
Cool story, bro.
I will never ask a question about that.
So. I don't know, Pat.
What was the war between the North and South in the United States called?
Civil War.
Correct. Other than butter, what is the main ingredient in buttercream frosting?
Cream.
No. I like that.
Egg?
No.
Buttercream frosting. Cream cheese.
No. In the Guardians of the Galaxy, what is the name of the raccoon character?
Rocket.
Yes. Who is the Roman goddess of love and beauty?
Aphrodite?
No.
Venus?
Correct. What type of bear was the cocaine bear?
A
Black Bear.
Yes. What ancient empire was ruled by Julius Caesar and later by Augustus?
The Roman Empire?
Correct. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a loss. 8-7. Oh. Let's go, Tiana.
He threw the blindfold.
Woo-hoo. Nice job, Tiana.
That was so good.
She knew that.
You look so happy.
I'm very pleased.
Me too. I love when you lose. And on a Friday.
And to a girl.
It makes our hearts so happy.
Is this a girl power moment?
Yes.
I've lost to plenty of ladies. And to a girl. Your whole life.
Yeah. She did know that Atticus Finch is the character from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, yeah. I would never got that right.
Yeah, she also knew that other than butter, the main ingredient in buttercream frosting is powdered sugar.
Oh.
Oh. One you didn't get to, how old was Jimmy Carter when he passed away?
He was 100?
He was.
Yeah.
So impressive.
Oh, well, I would have tied it right there.
Yeah.
Too bad. So sad.
Well, in 60 years, I will also be 100 because I'm turning 40 a week from Sunday, Rockaholics.
That doesn't sound so far away now when you say it like that.
And are you going to live till then?
Who knows? In these times, maybe.
I'm going to say no.
Maybe. I would love if you'd come out and celebrate my birthday with all of us. We're going to be at Tony V's in Everett on Sunday, January 19th from 7 until 11.
And for a lot of people, the next day, they have off.
That
including us, which makes it a lot easier to go celebrate your birthday.
Sleep in and sleep it off.
Yes.
Did you know that you can leave a voice message to us on our Odyssey app? We have already been receiving some really good ones, and there's a recent one where a listener thinks that I am being bullied by the other three members of this show.
Good.
How so? We will slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We hope you already have the Odyssey app on your smartphone, but if you don't, you should download it right now. And then check out one of the new features available where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting a lot of messages on there, which are amazing. Some are very interesting.
Some are fun because I'm like, what are they talking about? And I kind of, a couple of days ago we talked about X, Y, and Z. And then some are just straight up unhinged. We don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
So we would love to slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message if you would like to say hi or comment on something from the show this morning or vent about something going on in your life. Just keep it under a minute.
And are you ready for the first voice message?
Let's hear it.
Hi, Taryn. This is Julie in Olympia. I just wanted to tell you, don't let them pressure you into getting a crappy Apple phone.
All right, we're done for that. We don't need to hear any more.
Droid power.
We need her to join the dark side so that all four of us are on the same.
Oh, my God.
Androids rock. They're much better than Apple phones. Apple just used a lot of marketing hype to pull the wool over all those sheeple's eyes.
Wow.
Love you guys.
Y'all are sheeples. Did you hear that?
No, we're lions. You're the sheep. The three of us are lions.
You guys are in
solidarity.
A weird cult, I think.
It is dumb. I do not disagree, but I'm too knee-deep in it.
You can't get out.
How do you get out?
I don't know. I've never been in.
I think they have to beat you out of Apple.
Oh, it's like a gang.
It's a gang. Yeah. No, but for real,
blood in, blood out.
I don't even want to go through the I've become like my dad and all old people where it's like I don't want to learn new technology.
My God.
And the idea of like switching over to something else and then having to figure out like I know where everything is and I'm fine with it and I don't disagree. Like they do a great job of marketing and it is funny whenever I'm like excited about a certain feature that an Apple has iPhone when Android friends are like. Oh, we've had that for like 7 years.
It's like welcome.
See, but I'm on the other end. I did start out with an Android, and let me tell you, they were terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, iPhone is way better. Taryn, stop looking at me.
I'm trying to think of what I had before an iPhone. I think the last phone I had before I switched over to the dark side of Apple was a BlackBerry. Yeah.
Oh, I had a BlackBerry.
And I was like anti-BlackBerry. I was a Palm Trio guy personally.
Oh my gosh.
Which, that's forever ago. It was like a giant gray brick that you had. But it was cool because like you could get emails. And I was like, this is so sweet. And then I also had like a little keypad on it.
Ugh.
And then eventually I had like one of those like little flip ones that had the keypad on it too.
Wait, like was that the Sidekick?
Kind of like a Sidekick, but it was like a low budget version of that, and I thought that was the coolest thing. And then eventually the BlackBerry.
Oh my gosh, we're so cool.
I mean, now that I've got an iPhone, it's like I'm just used to everything.
And no one makes fun of people who have iPhones.
No,
oh, we do. Thinks, we absolutely do. We just don't do it to your face.
Yeah, but when the losers make fun of cool people, it doesn't matter.
Right? You guys have that green bubble. It's so ugly.
Green is a great color, Sarah.
Not as good as blue.
We got one more voice message.
Danny, that was so f***ing bad, bro. It was perfect. Thanks for making the morning funny.
What is it talking? Oh, Danny's, I think I
Danny's
know.
Canary-like singing voice.
Thank you. You mean this?
Sometimes when I'm lying in my bed, just to get it all out, just like in the head, I'm feeling a little peculiar.
Yeah, we forced ourselves. We spun a wheel to see who had to sing karaoke, and Danny's landed on Four Non-Blondes.
I got so many compliments about that my voice yesterday, guys. I think you don't understand.
Compliments?
People were comparing you to an Adam Sandler skit. That was very nice. That was a nice compliment to have.
At first, I thought it was Jack Black or something else, and then I think it was you that brought up. He sounded like Adam Sandler, like back in the SNL days. I'm like, oh, man, I can't unhear that now.
Yeah, see, I have talent.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy was right with the first part.
Danny, that was so f***ing bad.
We, just like many of you, have been keeping tabs on the wildfires in the Los Angeles area. We've all been checking in on friends that live nearby. And one of those guys that has been impacted by it is our buddy Mike, who is the vice president at Sumerian Records. And we're going to check in with Mike at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have been following the absolute devastation happening in Los Angeles and the surrounding areas through this wildfire disaster that is happening. And we have a friend who lives down there. His name is Mike Jacobo. He's the vice president at Sumerian Records. And Mike, we know that you have been witnessing this firsthand. I've been watching your stories and following along with everything through your eyes these past couple of days. How are you holding up?
Hi, guys. Yeah, hello from Hollywood. It's been, well, it's been a week. You know, that's for sure. It's, started pretty rough the top of the week and got pretty bad, especially for my perspective here in Hollywood proper. So I'm right in the middle of Hollywood. And if anybody knows Hollywood, I kind of point out that I'm like 2-3 blocks away from the Capitol Records building.
Okay.
Pretty big landmark over here. And I'm right at the base of the Hollywood sign. So, I mean, every day I walk outside, I see the Hollywood sign. You know, that gives you like the perspective that I'm right in the middle of it. And the start of the week was crazy because you're not thinking anything's going to come close to Hollywood. I'm 15 miles to the west was the Pacific, is the current Pacific Palisades fire. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's burning and has burned more, you know, more acres than Manhattan at this point.
Wow.
Which is insane. So that's 15 miles from me to the west. To the right is the Eden Canyon fire, which is about 15 miles. So I'm like right in the middle of these two major fires. At the start of the week, you're just sitting there like, okay, wow, this is so intense. But it's not smack in your face right there. And then on Wednesday, well, you know, I mean, we had the Runyon Canyon Hollywood Hills fire, which ended up being approximately 1 mile from my house. So I'm on my rooftop watching this fire, 6 p.m. start to blaze over and then they start, you know, having evacuation orders for Hollywood, which has literally never happened. Hollywood and Highland was evacuated. And if people don't know that specific area, that's where the Chinese Man Theater is. You know, all the famous like handprints, that's where all the movie premieres are. That's where like Jimmy Kimmel's, you know, places like that area was evacuated. And that just literally has never happened in LA history. That's how close it was. And Runyon Canyon is a pretty popular hiking destination. For the longest time, you would see celebrities out there hiking, like Bieber or whatever.
Now, is he hiking or someone carrying him while he's hiking? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, honestly, it's happened to me. I literally saw him on a hike. And
that's
I'm
funny.
Like, oh my God, it's just so cliche Hollywood. When I moved here, about 10 years ago, yeah.
This could be a silly question, but like when they do tell you that you need to evacuate, how are you finding? Are you just finding out from the news? Is there like a text that comes in, or like how do you get that information? Like, oh crap, like this is getting too close. Now we need to get out of our home.
Yeah. They're sending alerts out. And then, you know, everybody's watching the news, KTLA or whatever, you know, pretty religiously. There's a couple other apps, I think Fire Duty, apps as well, but they have the alarm just like your Amber Alerts. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and oddly enough, they're even messing that up now because they accidentally sent out an evacuation order for all of LA County yesterday, literally 10 million people, but it was for a specific area. It wasn't so we're all triggered very easily now because you could just tell people, if you go outside, people are like walking around shell-shocked, and we're walking around with masks because mm-hmm. ash and debris is all over the place. You know, you drive your car, you're going to have ash all over your car. Air quality is pretty bad at the moment. It will be for the next few days because it's just straight up raining ash anywhere you're at. And so when they send out that wrong text, everybody got it. And you're watching news, like everybody on the news was getting simultaneously was getting the wrong text. So you're just like, oh my God, wait, what? All of LA's got to evacuate. And then they had to send another text saying that was incorrect. This was for a specific area. So, you know, they're just, you know, we're hypersensitive all over the place. And, you know, again, super, you know, easily triggered, I guess.
And Mike, I've been following along, watching your stories these past couple of days, and I was watching on the couch the other night. By the way, I want you to know that my 5-year-old son pointed out every time you said a curse word, and I think it was 3 times in your stories that I was watching.
Yeah, I have a
way to shame
habit.
The guy. He's dealing with enough, and now you got your 5-year-old yelling at him about cursing. That's great.
But I was just curious, like with these evacuation orders, you know, coming as they did. What were you packing? What were you prepared to take with you? You know, if the time came that you needed to leave your place.
Yeah, and they say I kind of followed the instructions, a few different things. I took video of my apartment before insurance purposes. They said, go take video of all that stuff. So, you know, the only real value I have in this house is like guitars, you know, so I had to like choose between, some of my guitars. And I chose like one that I wanted to run away with.
Which one was it?
It was just my old acoustic. I got this just really solid toned acoustic guitar with me. And then, you know, you get your passport, you get your social security card, you get that stuff. And then, you know, I got a couple of cool band t-shirts that I threw in a bag, and that's it. You know, you just kind of got to throw your hands in here and look around and say, well, that's really all I can take, and the rest goes.
I did see like a buddy of mine who had to be evacuated, our buddy Mateo, who's a music composer, and he was like, it gave him like a sense of perspective of like what's important in your life. Like, he's like, these things all could be replaced. He's like, you know, he grabbed like his hard drive of like all of his years of working on music and things along those lines, but he's like, I grabbed some clothes, and he's like, everything else, I just had that realization that as long as I got my family, everything else could be replaced.
And that's the thing. I have, so I'm originally from Chicago. I moved here for this job for Sumerian 11 years ago, and I have mom visiting. So mom's coming in on a great week to visit. So she's with me, and we're just like, okay, well, this is what we need to take. And we had a plan of, attack, how to get to our car and get out of here quickly if needed. So that it just like when you look at your mom and the rest of it, none of it matters, you know, nothing else really matters. So you're right. It's completely the perspective of all of it. And honestly, I just never thought moving here that I ever face a fire
right
close to Hollywood. I mean, it was so close to the landmarks, and the firefighters did an amazing job, because if this fire happened on Tuesday, just the day before, so it happened on Wednesday, the Hollywood Hills Runyon fire, if it happened on Tuesday, we had 80 to 100 mile per hour winds, like hurricane level winds, gusts that were coming through the city. They choppers and planes that were dropping water were not able to be in the air
at
that time because of the wind. So on Wednesday, the fortunate part, there's a Hollywood reservoir right there that was a huge source of a body of water that the helicopters were able to go and grab water, dump it on Runyon Canyon, go and grab back and forth, back and forth. I saw like 6 water drops from my rooftop. Again, I'm 1 mile away. If it wasn't for that body of water and it wasn't for the winds actually being slowed down, then honestly, I don't know what would have happened to Hollywood. Like the Magic Castle and Yamashiro, if anyone knows Yamashiro, it's like a 103-year-old, you know, restaurant that's been here. The fire was right above those. They were watering down the rooftops of those places. Wow. So it was close to burning some serious landmarks. And Hollywood and Highland was right down the road. So it was intense. It was like, oh my God, these places could go. Because if you look at the Pacific Palisades, like that's gone. It's just completely gone. Like the size of Manhattan, you know, all those buildings gone. So you feared for the worst. And then, between 6 and 9 p.m. on Wednesday, it was like, oh my God, this is happening. Oh, do we evacuate? And then they put it out and contained it pretty quickly. So firefighters, I mean, they're special humans.
Oh, absolutely. For real.
Well, thank you, Mike, so much for letting us take some time with you this morning. I know you guys have been through a lot and there's a long road ahead, but we super appreciate you and stay safe out there.
Yeah, much love, guys. I appreciate talking about it and you guys caring. So, we're all a little shell-shocked here in L.A.
And, Mike, I noticed that in the grand scheme of things, it's not important at this time and place, but, like, I have to say, with Sumerian Records, I just discovered that Kitty has a new album, and it's blown me away.
Yes, like, one of my favorite humans.
I was on, like, an Apple New Music playlist, and I'm like, who in the hell is this band? And I look, I'm like, it's freaking Kitty. They're back? And I listened to the album, and they crushed it.
Do you know how awesome it is to work with artists like that? Like, they are literally calling me and checking. Morgan from Kitty was checking in on me and Mercedes. That's cool. And there's a lot of love coming here. So, if there's a positive, that's it. And I'm glad you're jamming that record because it's a heavy one. And it's a cool one.
It's awesome. Much love, Mike. We appreciate you doing all right.
Thanks, guys.
And if people want more info on how they can help out on a local level, like how we can be involved, we have a bunch of resources up at KISW.com. 206-803-ROCK. We are curious, Rockaholics. Have you ever been to Nia Bay or Seabrook? I don't think I've been to either.
I haven't been to either.
206-803-ROCK. 206-803-ROCK. We're asking this because they were just named two of the most eccentric towns on the Pacific Coast. And we want to know from you, why is that? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
The website World Atlas has listed the 7 most eccentric towns on the Pacific Coast, and 2 of them are in Washington State.
Let's go.
Nia Bay and Seabrook, and none of us have been there.
I was about to say, I was like, all excited, like, what's it going to be? What town is it? I would have, if you said, what's the most eccentric town in Washington State, I would go with Port Townsend.
What's the tagline?
It's something like, we're all here because we're not all there. And it's just a fun, quirky town.
Of course. We've got tons of them. 2 of them are getting some accolades, Nia Bay and Seabrook. So we wanted to know what makes them eccentric. 206-803-ROCK. Tom, in Olympia, you have been to both towns. What makes them eccentric?
Well, I don't think much of anything makes Nia Bay eccentric. It's the Macaw Indian tribe. It's the northwest most point of the United States, or the contiguous United States anyway, so you could take a nice hike, but pretty much it's just a fishing town.
Dude, it's funny you said, because we had a few texts like, I've been to both Nia Bay. I don't know why they're saying it's eccentric, but you brought it up because it's they say that it gives you a window into indigenous history, and that's why, and also the fishing.
Yeah, that definitely does that. Crazy fact, or hopefully a fact, but there's a highway between Forks and Nia Bay, and it's supposedly like the deadliest highway in the state. I only know that because the cop told me that when I was speeding.
Rock on, Tom. Eric from Kenmore, have you been to Nia Bay or Seabrook?
I have been to Seabrook.
What makes Seabrook eccentric?
Seabrook reminds me, have you guys seen the movie The Truman Show with Jim Carrey?
Yes.
It just reminds me, when you walk into it, it is picture perfect. It is this picture perfect town on the ocean, and everything is 100% cut right with the grass. Everything just looks
amazing. Weird.
And it's kind of spooky a little bit, but once you kind of get through the whole thing, it's a pretty awesome little area and a little nook of on the coast.
Eric, it's funny you said it because we got a text that said Seabrook is like a real life Hallmark setting. It's kind of creepy with how seemingly perfect everything is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's beautiful. You guys should go. Highly recommend it.
Let's do a field trip.
Yeah, of the two, I mean, just based on the description, that one seems like the one I'd want to check out.
And there's also a pizza place that has like 5 stars called Frontagger's Pizza Company. So
let's go.
And I bet the pie is perfect, just like the rest of the town. Let's go.
You know what's not
probably
perfect?
I got pineapple on top of it.
Yeah, do you know what's not perfect? Your beat Migs record for 2025. Get this, Rockaholics. He is currently 6 wins. 5 losses and 2 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.